Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like you're setting goals, but they somehow vanish into thin air faster than a slice of pizza at a party? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we all have those moments where our aspirations gather dust on the shelf. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into the art of setting healthy goals and actually smashing them, because let's face it, achieving those dreams is what makes life truly rewarding, right? Now, I'm not talking about some airy-fairy, manifest your desires while sipping chamomile tea, kind of deal. This is real talk, actionable strategies that you can implement right now, starting today. Think of it as a masterclass in goal setting, with a healthy dose of Riley Hart sass and humor sprinkled throughout because learning should never be boring, am I right? Alright. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will rock your world and turn those vague aspirations into tangible achievements. First up, know yourself. Seriously, take some time to really understand your values, passions, and strengths. What truly lights you up? What are you naturally good at? Think about those things that make you feel alive, energized, and fulfilled. Because when your goals align with your core self, they become a lot more meaningful, and let's be honest, a whole lot easier to achieve. It's like trying to climb a mountain. If you're heading in the wrong direction, you'll just end up exhausted and frustrated. So, figure out your North Star first. Next, make it specific. Remember those vague goals we were talking about? Yeah, let's ditch those like yesterday's news. Instead, get crystal clear about what you want to achieve. Be healthier is a bit wishy-washy, right? But lose 10 pounds by December, or run a 5K in under 30 minutes. Now that's specific. When your goals are well defined, it's much easier to track your progress and stay motivated. Now, for number 3. Break it down. Ever tried tackling a giant project all at once? Yeah, me too. And let's just say, it usually ends in overwhelm and procrastination city. So, instead of staring down that mountaintop, break it into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients together and hope for the best, would you? No, you follow a recipe, one step at a time. The same goes for your goals. Number 4. Celebrate the wins. This is crucial, people. Don't wait until you reach the finish line to acknowledge your progress. Celebrate those milestones along the way, big or small. Treat yourself to that latte you love, watch an episode of your favorite show, or simply bask in the glow of accomplishment. Recognizing and celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. And finally, our 5th and perhaps most important takeaway. Be kind to yourself. There will be bumps in the road, setbacks, and days when motivation takes a vacation. That's totally normal. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just dust yourself off, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's more like climbing a mountain. There are ups and downs, but the view from the top is worth every step. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of showcasing her work in an art gallery. She's been sketching since she was a child, but doubt often creeps in, whispering that her art isn't good enough. So, instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah decides to take action. She sets a specific goal, to create 10 new paintings within the next 3 months. To break it down further, she dedicates 2 hours each evening to sketching and painting. She celebrates each completed piece with a small reward, maybe a cup of hot cocoa or a walk in nature. And when she feels overwhelmed, Sarah reminds herself that progress is more important than perfection. She even joins an online art community to connect with other artists, share her work, and receive encouragement. You see, by applying these principles, Sarah transforms her dream from a distant possibility into a tangible reality. So, what are your dreams? Your aspirations? Now's the time to define them. Break them down into achievable steps, celebrate every victory along the way, and most importantly, be kind to yourself on this incredible journey called life. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of motivation and inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.